Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, actually episode number 96 for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And this show, as usual, is sponsored by TLVTalk.com. Come and say what you know needs to be said, and others aren't letting you say. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in shortly. The title of today's show is, Can Democrats Win a Fair Election? Yeah, that's a question. But I think most of us already know the answer. So again, can Democrats win a fair election? Question mark. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a personal friend of mine and has been for a while. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. And yeah, Roger's going to go through this again this week. What he's going to tell you is the most effective way to keep these platforms online or to give them the ability to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. How do you do that? You donate. And for all of you who already donate, you are appreciated more than you believe. The point here is there is a way to do it even better. If you are one of those individuals out there who gives a donation here, 2 weeks later, you give $30. A month later, you give $20. 3 months later, you give $60, so on and so forth. What I'm asking you to do is give them a sense of they know what's coming. Give them a sense of budget. Figure out or average what you usually give over the course of the year, divided by 12. If that's $120, that's $10 a month. The next time you go in there, you haven't spent any more, but you click on the little button that says, make this a monthly reoccurring donation, put that $10 in there. And again, like I've said twice, you haven't actually given them any more, although I would suggest you do if you can, they're worth it. You haven't given them any more, but at the same time, you have given them the ability to build a budget. They know those funds will be there every single month. And with that, they can give you the bigger, badder, better, faster. Stephen, I ask you every single week, I'll ask you again, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with giving to the networks.
No. And how are you today?
All right. I passed you something earlier. Did you get a chance to look at that?
Not yet. Which one are you talking about?
The airport executive shot in firefight with federal agents.
Yes. I did have a chance to take a look at it. There wasn't really a whole lot of detail as to the why, though.
No. I just wonder if he was Arkansas-ed.
Okay. All right. I get it now. And thank you very much for the chuckle. Appreciate it, Steve. All right. So, for everybody listening, the title of the show, again, is Can Democrats Win a Fair Election? Okay. Yeah, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths and to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of the show, which is TLVTalk.com. Once again, I will say, come and say what needs to be said and others won't let you say it. A link to any references or articles used for this show presentation will be included tomorrow in the show article published on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon central every Thursday. It will also include active links to other pertinent data points, which you may be looking for because you heard me, I don't know, broadcast them to you. Again, what I use to put together my shows, I have no problems showing people. I don't. As a matter of fact, I feel more comfortable understanding that you know where this information comes from and it, in fact, has validity. I will always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. You say this every week, don't you, Roger? Yes, I do. Why? Because most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. And I stopped getting feedback on that, which that's fine. I'm glad. But at the same time, I will still make it a point occasionally. It's not their course of action that we need to depend on so much finding out about. We need to tweak it. We need to fill in the blanks. But what they're doing, we can actually see. That's all I talk about. That's all Steve talks about. That's all how many other alternative media show hosts or writers talk about. We are constantly talking about their course of action. I will say this again. The one thing we're not talking about enough is what the hell is our course of action? What can we do to put this tyranny to rest? And again, coming in April, we will be moving in that direction and we will be focusing on that a lot more, both Steve and myself. So now it's down to business. Let's jump into my talking points. And yes, I did bring an article today. And this may not surprise you, but the title of the article I brought by Matt Cain is Democrats Cannot Win a Fraud-Free Election. Listen to me. You won't be hearing that article right now. We got to get through my talking points. But the article I'm bringing into the fray is titled Democrats Cannot Win a Fraud-Free Election. Gee, what is Roger's title, which I actually picked before I picked that article? My title is Can Democrats Win a Fair Election? Why do you think Roger picked this article? It's not a matter of somebody vindicating me. It's a matter of somebody giving us more information and validity as to the direction I'm taking the discussion in. I never want you to totally understand or believe everything I say just on face value. If I give you the references where you could go and find out not only the validity of those references, but the validity of the points I've made, that puts a smile on my face. That tells you that no matter how many times I get angry, no matter how many times I raise my voice, no matter how many times I do any of this, I'm giving you the best information we can find. Okay, so let's slide into this as far as my talking points go. The process of fair elections is supposedly one of the main points dividing America from authoritarian, totalitarian, or communist regimes across the globe. We stand apart from them. We constantly tell everybody we stand apart from them. But to take a serious look at this scenario slash practice, and we're talking about elections, okay, reveals that America is not only not a fair elections nation, it may actually be one of the most rigged and unfair election processes on the planet. But unlike in more authoritarian nations where the elections are known to be rigged, nobody guesses this. Nobody writes articles about it, maybe. Nobody says there's a possibility our leader is. They know the elections are rigged. They know who's going to win. It's a foregone conclusion. So you don't hear people talking about the rigging of elections in those countries because everybody knows it. So I will say this again, unlike in more authoritarian nations where the elections are known to be rigged and staged, America tends to hold itself up to the world as an example of how freedom and liberty are supposed to be practiced. Let me say that again. America tends to hold itself up to the world as an example of how freedom and liberty are supposed to be practiced, except as each day passes, it becomes more obvious to said world that this is just plain old bullcrap. Have I got that wrong, Steve?
No, sir, you do not.
Yeah. And is it worth me doing an entire show about?
Yeah. Everything is.
Okay.
It always
Thank
is.
You. I do appreciate your input. I've told you that. Okay. Let's take a look back and realize when this started to come into our face like a ton of bricks, because it hasn't always been there. And I'm 70 years old in August. So again, I'm not saying this as in, I don't know this for sure. I know this for sure. But let's go into it just a little bit deeper. From about 2016, election on the cheating observed, especially in the presidential races, has been over the top as displayed by videos of actions such as ballots pulled from closets or under desks after hours when the ballot counters had been sent home, destroying ballots, double counting or more ballots. There are videos of all of these people. The indisputable 2000 Mules video, many strategically located drop boxes that at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning were getting one person after another dropping off hundreds of ballots. The indisputable 2000 Mules video. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, look at it. Many strategically located drop boxes, which is attached to that. And how about ballots being flown in from out of state, which is illegal, at 2 a.m. in the morning, as well as many other instances of blatant rigging or cheating. And this is in the last two presidential elections. The 2016 election, the 2020 election. Everything I just mentioned, and that is just a drop in the bucket as to the reality of what actually happened during those elections. Most people don't think, because Trump won, that 2016 there was much cheating. There was a hell of a lot of cheating in 2016. Then why didn't Trump lose? Trump didn't lose because the Democratic Party or their deep state owners and masters totally underestimated how much people detested Hillary Clinton. And they totally underestimated how many people actually liked Donald Trump. They figured, and if you take a look into the election in 2016, you will see that there were forced recounts and other things because of the level of cheating that actually happened. But again, the Dems blew it. They didn't know how many people actually hated Hillary and how many actually hated Trump. And the election wasn't that far apart. But had they been a little bit more right than what the deep state had wanted all along, which was 8 years of Hillary after 8 years of Obama, which would have brought America to her knees. And you got to bring the Cowboys down first. How many times has Roger said that? So we're looking at all of this proof that has been thrown in our face over the last 8 years, especially over the last 4 years. But what's happened with it? What's happened? Where are these cases in court? How come the election hasn't been put on hold? How come we haven't been told this may actually overturn an election? How come, again, this hasn't been taken seriously by a government that proclaims to the world to represent the highest levels of liberty and freedom anybody in the world can enjoy? Sort of looks like a lie, doesn't it? And yes, election rigging and cheating did happen prior to this. Anybody who thinks it doesn't is a moron. Election rigging and cheating has happened prior to this, but at nowhere near the level of visibility we're seeing today. Do you remember, in the early 2010s, do you remember in the late 1900s, people screaming about massive election rigging? We didn't hear it. There may have been a drop in the bucket every now and then, but nothing anywhere near the level of what we are seeing today. Why? Because it's no longer hideable, people. Now you have to defend it. Yes, I did this, but I did it because. And there are certain things that cannot be defended against. But let us continue. So, as I said, yes, election rigging and cheating has been happening probably for a hell of a long time, but nowhere near the level of visibility we are seeing it at today, which makes it a blatant issue for a lot of Americans. Tell me again, and I'm going to break this down just a little bit further. Let's break it down to the 2020 election. Why? Because what I'm going to bring up, most of you will remember at least part of it. Let's put it all together into one scenario. Tell me again how someone who hides in his basement for damn near the entire election cycle, and even when he did do an event, it was usually in something like a high school auditorium with about 100 people all wearing masks and all, dutifully placed about 6 feet apart. Yet he manages to beat someone who filled 50 to 60,000 seat stadiums everywhere he went, with some even having to stand outside because there was no room left in the stadium. Yet he, Biden, still managed to win with the largest presidential tally, vote tally in history, about 84 million votes. Can anybody out there tell me how the hell that could happen? But it did. And we heard the screams. We heard about 2,000 mules. We heard about the 2 a.m. prop boxes. We heard about it. We saw videos about this. We saw, but at the same time, nothing has been done. And when Americans stood up to protest it on January 6th, how many of them are still in prison for exercising their right to protest their government? How many? How many of them wouldn't be in prison if the January 6th committee hadn't destroyed evidence which would have cleared them? Your government destroys evidence to defend a crooked election they perpetrated. And how many Americans are still in prison because their representatives destroyed evidence that would have cleared them? This is a voting system. These are elections in America today. So if this election is stolen again and you protest, you can probably figure you're going to spend at least 10 to 20, maybe even life in prison. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And anybody says that can't happen, where the hell have you been? And how many people are still languishing in jail for January 6th for doing nothing wrong? How many? It's not a joke, people. It's not even a guess. And the entire time this was happening, the world looked on and laughed. How can Roger make a statement like that? How many of you forget that Roger spent 30 years of his life traveling this planet and still has contacts all over this planet? One of our websites is called Europe Reloaded, and the person who runs it lives in Paris. Another one of our websites is called UK Reloaded, and the gentleman lives outside of London. Are you catching the drift? Do I know what Americans are, I don't know, being accused of? Do I know what people think about us? Do I know what they think of our bragging about the most liberty and freedom-minded country on the planet, especially when they watch our elections? I will repeat my last line again. And the world looked on and laughed and laughed and laughed. Not a joke, people. The credibility of the United States of America under Joe Biden has tanked so freaking bad. I haven't seen anything like this since the Carter days. And I'm not joking. Now, with the tens of millions of illegals residing in America, and some blue states not even requiring an ID to vote, how many of these illegals or non-citizens will be asked, told, or bribed to vote in that presidential election? And for their own good, not really giving a damn about America's elections, but because that's basically what they're being told to do. The answer to this is, if you look at everything else we have suffered over the recent history that we can actually look at and see proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, How many of these will be convinced to step up and illegally vote in that election? Unless something is done, most likely a hell of a lot of them will. And will that be enough to swap certain states into the Democrat category? Yes, it will. And I could go on and on and on. The biggest issue we face today as a country is our credibility. Our credibility when it comes to financial issues, our credibility when it comes to military issues, our credibility when it comes to gubernatorial issues. In other words, we are the freest and the most liberty-minded nation on the planet. Our people run this government. Their voice is what rules America. When now we can see that to be an absolute lie. And not only is that an absolute lie, but we have a deep state government that will do nothing to look into this cheating, will do nothing to look into this election rigging, will do nothing to hold those responsible for blatantly throwing the Constitution in the garbage right in front of your face and mine, and then looking at us and saying, now what the hell are you going to do about that? Are you listening to me, people? Because I'm not joking. That's exactly what's happening. Do you think they don't know how much of this we see now? Do you think that this will be a totally fair and above board election in 2024? Let me read the title again. Can Democrats win a fair election? Let me read the title of the article I'm about to read. Democrats cannot win a fraud-free election. If you take a look at all of the bad publicity, if you take a look at the fact that people can't even afford to feed their families right now, if you take a look at the fact that the gas prices have screamed through the roof, if you take a look at the fact that renting a house or buying a house today is almost out of the middle class territory anymore, the American dream of owning a house is all but dead. If you take a look at all of this, what we're looking at today here is the only way the Democrats will retain power, and this is a historically true comment, is if they cheat. There is no other way for them to come away victorious in the presidential election other than to cheat. Now, that's a big statement, but luckily, the article I brought to this show today is going to not only pick this apart, okay, but the show article will take a look at some past presidential elections and their influences on today's election. Remember, nothing ever just starts. Something had to put an idea in someone's head some time back in a situation that may have been related that germinated a plan that, oh my God, you know, that'll work for this. But it doesn't really matter, because what we need to discuss today is what has made America the laughingstock of the planet. And that is our boasting of our liberty and our freedom and our ability to run our country our way, because we, the people's voice, is the only one that matters. When you find out that's a total lie, what do you think that does to someone like me? And I didn't find it out yesterday. How long have you known that, Steve? Probably quite a while, huh?
About 15 years.
Yeah. And how long have I known it, Steve?
I don't know. 16?
About 15 years.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to do a one-upsman on you.
But you said you've been doing this for 16 years, so.
Yeah, well, I have. But when I first started this, it was more a social thing than anything else. It took me a year of diving into things to all of a sudden realize the crapshoot I was sitting in. So it's been, what I tell most people is it's been about 15 years that I have been blowing the whistle. But the first year, like I said, that was just getting social, getting to know people, figuring out what I could and couldn't do, and actually getting pissed off because I learned things I didn't know. Most of you will probably understand what I'm about to say. For 30 years prior to that, I worked for the military-industrial complex, or I was in the military. So everything I'm talking about today, or a lot of it, harkens back to how that has been used globally. So again, once I left that and started to do that research, what I found out was all of the things that I had never known, I had missed out on, and I never would have believed. But now I do. So let's jump into the article by Matt Cain, and it's Democrats cannot win a fraud-free election. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes before the break, so I can get a couple of paragraphs of this in. I want to encourage everybody, I never read an entire article. I take the highlights. I would strongly suggest you go and read this entire article tomorrow when the link is published with the show. Why? Because it will fill in the blanks. We're talking about elections here. Historically, let's put them in their place. So, Democrats cannot win a fraud-free election. Unless, I don't know, Steve, is it possible we could do the break now? And I could start this on the other side?
Sure, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do the break now, and then I can start this, and then I won't have to stop two or three paragraphs in.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The one thing I want everybody to take away from that, and Steve, thank you for moving the break up a couple of minutes. That is appreciated. But the one thing I want you all to take away from this is, look, we're talking about your ability to say things. We have all said things about these elections. We've all been ignored, so on and so forth. The thing of it is, it's not a matter of what you can say. It's a matter of where you can say it. If you don't know by now, I imagine most of you do, then just take a little closer look. But just about any platform you are on right now, you can tell what you can and can't say. If it's a political and not an illegal comment and you put it there and it gets removed, this is what TLB Talk is for. This is a platform set up so you can say what needs to be said and you can read what you need to read or hear what you need to hear. So if you want a place where you can have the type of discussions that are based on the things that I discussed, and TLB Talk may be a place you would want to go, start a group, start a page, start a blog. There's a lot of capability there, and you will be appreciated. But let's move back onto this because I do have some area I need to cover in this last half hour. Democrats cannot win a fraud-free election. And the reason people are saying that at this point is not so much that, I don't know, Democrats all of a sudden will turn against them as much as it is everything that they have done to the American people. Democrats are more than likely going to turn against them. But it's explained by Matt Cain in a fashion that takes what I have told you to the next level, which is why I grabbed this article. We're going to discuss some historical significance in presidential elections, and we're going to bring it all the way up to date. So Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee may be cannot win the 2024 election fairly. While all mainstream networks focus on Trump's alleged negatives, these pale in comparison to those of Biden and his party. The neocon faction of the Republican Party has claimed this election will be a referendum on Trump. However, the real referendum will be on Joe Biden and the Democratic Party as a whole. Let's get into that. There have been a noteworthy number of referendum elections throughout history, where a nominee's fate was determined by their or their party's poor handling of a significant crisis. In fact, there has been one almost every decade since 1960, meaning we've had 7 or 8 of them since the 1960s. And these are elections or referendum elections. The most important issue in the 1968 election was the highly unpopular Vietnam War. Roger knows that. Roger was in high school right about then, which coincided with a period of immense civil unrest following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy. As a result, President Lyndon B. Johnson, suspecting a voter backlash, became the first president not to seek re-election since 1928. Instead, his vice president, Hubert Humphrey, was chosen as the Democrat nominee, but he couldn't overcome the public's dissatisfaction and was defeated largely due to Johnson's handling of those issues. So again, Lyndon B. Johnson was blamed for everything that happened during his term, and it didn't matter who the Dems put in to replace him, they weren't going to win. That was 1968. Richard Nixon was the beneficiary of the Johnson referendum, but just a few years later, it was he who prompted another. Despite the country voting in a landslide for him in 1972, the year I graduated and went into the military, Nixon resigned following the Watergate scandal only 2 years after being reelected or elected. Voters expressed their disgust by voting out Nixon's VP and Republican nominee, Gerald Ford, in 1976, that election, with historians citing Ford's pardon of Nixon was a key reason for his election loss. Are you starting to see a pattern? This is Roger here, okay? We get major screw-ups in mid-1960, just about wipes the Democrats out of any possibility of holding the White House. In the early to mid-1970s, after Watergate, exact same thing again. Let's go to the next one. President Carter kept with recent tradition by allowing crises to determine his electoral fate. Carter's presidency was marred by two historically awful issues, inflation and the Iranian hostage crisis that began exactly 1 year before the election. As a result, voters arrived at the ballot box with empty wallets and immense anger over Americans being trapped abroad. So the electoral map reverted almost identically to Nixon's 1972 landslide by 1980. Again, if you have done something that causes a severe setback or pain or whatever to the American people, the chances of you or your party picking someone else winning a presidential election just about drops through the floor. But let's continue. President George H.W. Bush was able to ride the coattails of the popular Reagan years to be a comfortable Electoral College victory in 1988. But he would go on to preside over a recession and a major unemployment problem. These issues even prompted the emergence of third-party candidate businessman named Ross Perot, to run for the presidency, which undoubtedly aided in Bush's defeat, in addition to the already dissatisfied sentiment regarding the economy amongst voters. And it sucked. I remember I was there. By 2008, it was another Bush whose reign led to a blowout election. George W. Bush's high approval following the September 11th attacks had vanished by 2008, as he, like his father, presided over a recession. This culminated in a stock market crash on September 29, 2008, just weeks before the election. His decision making regarding the Middle East had to also grow increasingly unpopular. Unsurprisingly, his party's nominee, John McCain, was defeated in an Electoral College landslide. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you have made We the People suffer during your time in office, the chances of your party putting someone else in to replace you drops through the freaking floor. Each of these presidents and nominees bore the strain of one or two very important crises in the lead up to the election. These elections, resulting in relatively non-competitive defeats, proves one major crisis is all it takes to lose. Joe Biden and the Democrat Party have five, all of which the public is squarely placing blame on his administration and his party. So let me say that again. Each of these presidents you've just heard me describe, okay, and nominees bore the strain of one or two very important crises. And these are what led up to the election and the loss of the election. These elections, resulting in relatively non-competitive defeats, proves one major crisis is all it takes for you and your party to lose. Listen to me. Joe Biden and the Democratic Party have five, all of which the public is squarely placing blame on his administration and his party. So let's get into that. The seemingly biggest issue of concern right now is the border crisis. Gee, go figure. Let me put my two cents in here before we get into exactly what he has to say. Why is it such a big issue? How many times do I have to tell you people this is your president committing treason right in front of your face? This is a president who swears on a Bible in front of the entire world that he will protect Americans from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And by forcing, literally forcing, the border to stay open, even against things like what Texas would do to close their border, to save the lives of their people, their state, their business, so on and so forth. And Joe Bob steps up to say, you're going to let them in or else. This is not a joke, people. The seemingly biggest issue of concern right now is, in fact, the border crisis. Immediately upon taking office, what did Biden do? Biden halted border wall construction. All stop. He then ended Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, also known as Remain in Mexico, which required asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their immigration cases were being processed. He has also severely handicapped Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, ability to curtail illegal immigration. This has resulted in a massive influx of illegal aliens who have wreaked havoc on American society by flooding its cities and committing serious crimes, including up to and including murders. This isn't a joke. When we talk about as many as 12 million coming through the border in Joe Bob's time in office and how many that we don't know about. Can anybody here name me an invasion that's one-tenth that size ever? Not a joke, people. It isn't. And when you have a president stepping up to ensure that you can't stop that steady, massive influx into your country of illegals, then you tell me how a president is doing everything in his power to protect Americans from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's not only not, he's doing just the opposite. And I want to know why the hell he's not in prison for treason right now. But it seems that other than me and a few people listening to this show, there aren't enough people who are willing to say what he's actually doing, and that's committing treason. Again, he ended the migrant protection protocols. Remain in Mexico. Yeah. He has also severely handicapped immigration and customs enforcement. Again, ICE, ability to curtail illegal immigration. This has resulted in a massive influx of illegal aliens who have wreaked havoc on the American society. Again, nobody thinks I'm exaggerating here, because most of you have heard one article after another, one show after another about all of the issues that are happening. You would think that any president or any political party that, I don't know, wishes to have any credibility moving forward would be doing everything they can to eliminate that from the sufferings of we the people. They're not. They're enhancing it. They're making it worse. If immigration is the number one issue, the economy is 1B. Jimmy Carter has always been known as the inflation president, but Biden has managed it even worse. Carter took office with inflation at 5.2% and saw it eventually rise as high as 14.8%, 184% increase. Biden took office with inflation at just 1.4% and saw it increase to 9.1%. Yeah, which is an increase of 550%. So we're talking about Carter, who everybody thinks is the number one inflation president, seeing 184% increase in inflation during his time in office. He was the bad guy. But how many of you even knew that Biden totally screwed up, and what he did not only failed to control the inflation, but facilitated an increase of 550%? Carter inherited an inflation problem and made it worse. Biden created one. Anybody out there who can tell me that Trump turned over to Biden an inflation problem of 1.4%, you're a moron. And no, I don't apologize. So again, Carter inherited an inflation problem and he made it worse. Biden created it. Further, since Biden took office, the average monthly mortgage payment has nearly doubled. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The affordability of housing to Americans. We're talking about the average price was $1,746. Now it is $3,322 a month. How many people can't even come close to affording that? And this while the median household income has fallen during that time, crushing the American dream of home ownership for countless Americans. And all of this being done on Joe Bob's watch. So what we're doing here is we're adding all of the major issues that lead to the title. And what was the title again? Democrats cannot win a fraud-free election. And they can't. But we're going to make that point even clearer. Biden has further emptied Americans' pockets by waging war on the American energy sector. We all know this. his obsession or his handler's obsession, because Joe Bob's not smart enough to do any of this, with electric energy replacing climate change and causing source of energy has been devastating. Biden restricted oil and gas leasing, which harmed domestic energy production, and signed executive orders aimed at ensuring half of all new vehicles sold by 2030 will be electric. This attack has resulted in all 50 states getting record highs in gas prices during his tenure, as the average cost of gas has been over $3 per gallon nationally for over 1,000 days now. Again, anybody here who thinks the gas prices are a positive for Joe Bob? Foreign affairs are another factor causing Americans unease. Foreign affairs. With the election appearing to be a rematch between President Trump and Joe Biden, a rare comparing of apples to rotten apples is set to commence. Even partisans acknowledge the increasingly hostile state of global affairs under Biden compared to Trump. Cries that Trump would trigger a nuclear war with North Korea were unwarranted, as he instead brokered world peace before handing the keys to Joe Bob or Biden. While this was expected to continue, calamity continues to unfold instead. Biden has added salt to this wound by throwing endless amounts of American money at foreign problems while allowing anyone, including those from countries where terror is ensuing, to illegally come across the border unvetted. This exponentially increases the potential for similar terror as we are seeing abroad to reach the United States. How many times have y'all heard me say, you got 10 to 15 million illegals in this country? How many of them are planted here? And when you're talking 10 to 15 million, how many are sent here to do absolutely bad things when given a signal? We're not talking 100 people spread across America. We're not talking 1,000 people spread across America. We're not talking 1 million people spread across America. We're talking between 10 and 15 million people spread across America. And the door is open even today. The final crisis is the weaponization of government. Under Biden, Americans are seeing unprecedented weaponization. Jack Smith was appointed special counsel in the classified documents and January 6th indictments of President Trump, both widely viewed to be politically motivated. Smith was directly appointed by Biden's Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis met directly with the Biden administration shortly before prosecuting Trump for election interference. In the New York-based hush money case, Matthew Colangelo, who previously targeted Trump during his time in the New York AG's office, recently left the Biden-Garland DOJ and joined the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg's team that is targeting Trump. Beyond targeting the preferred candidate of millions of Americans, Biden's FBI also targeted traditional Catholics, labeling them as potentially violent extremists. In addition to Biden's White House encouraging major social media platforms to violate the First Amendment by, I don't know, removing posts that they didn't agree with. When push comes to shove, voters vote for what is best for their health, safety, finances, over rhetoric and personality. This means only a high-level voter fraud operation will allow this agenda to continue. And what agenda am I talking about? Everything we just discussed. We are looking at the American legal system being flushed down the toilet. If you are a liberal and you commit the worst, I mean, other than murder or, you know, the worst political crimes or the worst, I don't know, economic crimes or whatever, you're probably going to be let off scot-free, especially if you're Antifa or BLM and you destroyed cities and destroyed millions of dollars worth of businesses and were responsible for maybe the death of individuals, so on and so forth. You're going to be let go. Yeah. And told to come back on your trial date. Yeah. But if you're a conservative, you're in trouble, puppy. Ask the J6 people that are still in jail and had any evidence that would have cleared them destroyed by those who they elected to represent them and probably could have cleared them. Again, when push comes to shove, voters vote for what is best for their health, safety, and finances over rhetoric or personality. This means only a very high-level voter fraud operation will allow the Dems to be, I don't know, occupying the White House after this election. As flavor of the month narratives about what will sway voters floods mainstream networks between now and November 5th, recognize that any time a president or party has been widely viewed as responsible for significant crises, they are voted out of power. We just went through this. It's not a joke, and it's damn near 100%. There are numerous instances of this occurring without expectations. Americans overwhelmingly view Biden as the culprit in all these major crises. He cannot legitimately win, nor can anyone his party may replace him with. And we saw that in history. When a, I don't know, when a president who is at the end of his 8 years is about to get out, but yet his last 4 years were a disaster for America, it didn't matter what Republican or Democrat was going to replace him. They weren't going to win. They weren't. And if you had a president who seriously damaged or allowed serious damage to America during his initial 4 years, he wasn't going to get reelected. This is a constant. You do enough damage to we the people, you don't get back into office. Where we're sitting right now, it's not one issue, which is all it really takes is one major issue to keep you from getting reelected. We just described five, and there are more. How about Hunter Biden? Why is this guy not in prison? Want to talk about a dual, I don't know, standard of justice? Why is President Trump being dragged through the courts, trying to throw him in prison for life for mishandling, I don't know, classified documents when Biden wasn't the president, had no right to have those documents, but they won't, his DOJ won't prosecute him because he's old and feeble, but he's running for reelection. But Trump, who was president of the United States and had the unfettered ability to declassify anything, just by looking at it and saying, that's declassified. They're going to drag this guy through every single court trial they possibly can until they find a way to get him into prison. How many of you know he was the only person on the planet that had the absolute right to do exactly what he did? And when he said he did it, they started dragging him through the courts. So we're looking at a system right now where if you do what you can do, what you are allowed to do, we're going to try and throw you in prison forever. If you do what you're not supposed to do, and it's treasonous to the American people, we're going to get you reelected. Anybody here laughing at what I just said? I'm not. And if I wasn't doing this show, if I was just listening to it, I may be crying hearing what I just heard. This is the America that brags to the entire world, we are the home of the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not the land of the free. And how many of us are brave enough to step up and say, quit destroying our country? You work for us. If you want to walk around saying, I am an American, I live in the country, which is the land of the free and the home of the brave, then step up and make that a true statement. Because right about now, if we don't take this election very seriously, the amount of tyranny in the next 4 years will bring America to her knees. And how many times does Roger have to say this? You cannot have global governance until you bring the cowboys of the world to their knees first. All right, Steve, anything you'd like to throw in here? I mean, I've left you a whole 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, I could probably take about a minute, maybe 90 seconds here.
Please say something.
Get a drink of water and take a deep breath.
Yes.
I come across this today, a couple hours ago. I should have sent it to you, but it was just slipped my mind. Okay. This says, Walmart is closing 23 stores in 8 states, all blue. Well, I think that might be quite old because there are 2 in Indiana alone that are closed. But Target is closing 9 stores in 4 states, all blue states. Walgreens is closing 900 stores, mostly blue states. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing its remaining 360 stores. Lowe's has closed 50 stores. Macy's is closing 150 stores, mainly blue states. Starbucks is closing 61 stores, mainly blue. Home Depot is closing 15 stores. Dollar Tree is closing 1,000 stores. Foot Locker.
Let me jump in here because I know that list could be a bit longer even.
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about all of these things that are closing down as a result of. And take a look at – go ahead.
At the end it says, all because the economy is so wonderful. There's about a dozen more things I can go back down.
I agree with you. And yes, that's why I said, yeah, rather than reading through the rest of them, I've got a real good idea. And I have seen a list something like that not too long ago. But again, I'm going to tell you about something. There are a couple of chain stores out there, and I don't remember the name, but I will look it up, and it will be in the article I'm going to publish tomorrow. You're taking a look at all of this stuff that Biden is doing according to. How many of these – well, how many states are listed on there total? Can you just give me that number?
How many items?
Yeah, stores.
Oh, well, I think I got through a dozen, and then there's a dozen more.
Maybe
15 more, and then there's Wells Fargo, Capital One, Bank of America.
What some of them may be considering, and 2 of them have already announced, is that they will be laying off all of their blue-collar workers and hiring illegals.
Yep, probably.
At a much lower rate.
Yeah, that doesn't say this, but it's probably true, yeah.
No, actually, there is an article. I will dig it out, like I said, and I'll put the link in this thing that I publish tomorrow. But when you stop to consider what I just said, that alone should be enough to piss so many people off. It's insane.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
All right. How much time we got left here, boss?
Just 30 seconds or so.
All right. Listen to me, everybody. It's not a matter of, again, Roger or Steve liking to do these shows. We don't. And it's not a matter of you guys asking us, you say, do this, do this, do this. What are you guys doing? If there isn't somebody here to tell you what's wrong, how do you know what to protest? If there's not somebody here telling you how your rights are going away, how do you know your rights are going away? Don't ever ask Roger or Steve what the hell they're doing. What we're doing is making you aware of what you need to step up and change.
That's right.
Our job.
That's right.
And thank you for listening.
All right, folks. Till next week.